Traditions are a time for remembering, learning, and, of course, having fun. Now, if you don't believe me, then you need to dive into the upcoming event my first guest is here to preview. The New Jersey State Fair Sussex County Farm and Horse Show incorporates all the ideas that a tradition should have and offer. Here to talk about what the 2015 75th anniversary edition of the fair will present is the program director for the New Jersey State Fair Sussex County Farm and Horse Show, Kathy Carfasso. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Chris.
And it's njstatefair.org. Get more information, get your tickets, get more ideas about plotting and planning what you're going to do, which days you're going to do it. It's all going to be there at njstatefair.org. At 75 years, that's time flies when you're getting a lot into a small piece of land relatively.
Yes. We've had things, events come and go based on their popularity or availability of the agriculture at the time. But, you know, our basic core values of providing a showcase for agriculture, both farm animals, plant crops, and horses, has continued since 1940 when the horse show and the farm show got together and decided to put on a big show together.
Now, looking at the schedule, and well, you know what I want to get into first, because I remember every year at the fair, if the wind would blow up and get a little windy, one thing you'd always find smacking up against your ankle or you'd be stepping on would be the daily schedules, because obviously it used to be on paper and people would get them at the as they would walk in and hopefully keep up with them. And if they were done, throw them away in the garbage can, which always didn't happen. You got an app, which is going to hopefully keep the place a little extra more clean and have less flying paper around this year.
Yes. Now that we have our new and improved website, you can check it all out at home. You can bring the app with you on your phone. And our schedules this year are also folded so they can fit in your pocket. So if you're not sophisticated enough to have a phone that'll, you know, download apps, you can pick that up and just, you know, put it in your breast pocket or put it in the back jeans pocket and open it up with a map, too. But, yeah, our app was debuted last year. And this year, Lakeland Bank has sponsored a newer, bigger, better version of it. So you can use that to keep yourself oriented, because we have a lot of things going on in a lot of space.
And I should mention, too, the lot of things in a lot of space will be going on from July 31st through August 9th. That's the run of the fair for this year. And again, it's njstatefair.org to get more information. Circus Hollywood coming back, I see that. And for those who think, well, I'd like to get out, this really don't have a lot of money, well, there's great things to do for free in the agricultural area, the horse show area. They have special days from Salute to the Troops, Children's Senior Days. Of course, Sussex County's Got Talent. So really, there, no matter what you like, what you enjoy, how much you've got in your pocket or on your credit debit card, you should be out there at the fair.
There's a lot of things to do for free. We have something for everybody. If you're, you know, if you're grandma and grandpa, we have our agricultural museum. We have our carnival area. We have milking parlors for the kids. We've got hands-on activities for the little kids in the Farm Fun Building. A lot of education and a lot of entertainment going on. And there are lots of places to eat. You can get an inexpensive hamburger or hot dog, or you can spring for that fair food that you've waited all year for.
I always tell people, too, when you go to the New Jersey State Fair Sussex County Farm and Horse Show, it's your one opportunity to eat the food that you'll never eat any other time during the year.
And that's probably a good thing
yeah.
for everyone's health. But, yes, it's a chance to really decide. It's hard to decide which of the terrible things that you're going to really enjoy.
Well, they're not always so terrible, because most of those food vendors, you're actually supporting some local organizations.
Yes, we have a lot of local organizations such as Rotaries and Knights of Columbus and Boy Scouts who are our food vendors. And actually, most of what they serve is really pretty healthy food and can be some of the least expensive foods that are on the fairgrounds. So I always encourage people to support our local charities. They use that money to support their programs and scholarships and things like that. So it's really giving back to your community while you're eating really good food.
Yes. Talking with Kathy Carfasso, Program Director for the New Jersey State Fair Sussex County Farm and Horse Show. Coming up starting July 31st, running through August 9th. Find out more information as well as tickets. And we're going to get into some of the information as well as far as tickets and mega passes at njstatefair.org. njstatefair.org. 75th anniversary, you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And just brought up the website, and I see the little in the left-hand side of the page in the corner, you have a special book commemorating the 75th anniversary.
Yes, it's the first and only book that we've had written about the fair. It's chock full of a lot of photographs. In fact, it's mainly a photographic journey through all of the years of the fair. Our history committee has put together quite an archive and had decided now is the time, since they have collected things through all of the 75 years, to put it together, and Wayne McCabe, the local historian, has written the text for it. So that book is available in local bookstores in Sussex County. It's also on sale here in the administration building. It'll be available throughout the fair and after. I believe they've only published this 500 copies. So it sort of is a limited edition. So if you have wonderful memories of the fair in Branchville and then when it came here in 1976, you should think about purchasing one. They make great Christmas presents for people who love the fair.
And who knows, you might see yourself in one of those pictures from days gone by.
Absolutely.
Should mention, too, the New Jersey State Fair is a nonprofit, so the revenue produced by you attending and the vendors and demonstrators, everything else, all the income for the fair to ensure next year's fair comes through the people.
Absolutely. Our major funding is from our admissions and then from rental of the grounds for events throughout the year, which also serves to help the community, because if you're coming here for Springfest or the Crawfish Festival or whatever, you may choose to eat on the way here or get gas or use the post office or whatever. So we're bringing income into the Augusta area as well. It also lets people see what a beautiful place Sussex County is. So, we don't receive any kind of funding from any of the government or agencies, federal, county, state. But we do consider ourselves a real jewel for New Jersey here.
And not just a tradition for the county, a family tradition. I'd always be curious to see, out of the people who walk through the gates, how many of those are second, third, maybe even at this point, fourth generation people who, you know, a grandfather who was a child is now bringing their grandchild to the fair.
Absolutely. And actually, it's not just people in Sussex County that are multi-generational. I was on the phone last year with somebody from Staten Island and wanted to know if they needed directions. They were asking about specific events. And they said, oh, no, like, we've been coming here for years because my grandparents tell stories of when Staten Island looked like Sussex County. So they've been coming up, and they came, and now they're bringing their children. So it's not only multi-generational for people who live in Sussex County. It's once you've been here and you've brought your children here, you'll bring your grandchildren back as well.
Now, as far as admissions, give us a breakdown of how it's structured this year, because there's ticket prices, there's early purchase, there's resident prices, and, of course, what I always encourage people to get is the Mega Pass, because it's most economical and it basically covers you from just about everything you want to do.
Absolutely. Well, if you just show up at the gate, it's 13 for adults, 6 for kids. That's age 6 to 12, and seniors 60 and up are $9. But we do have a Sussex County resident deal, which is 9 adults and $5 for children and seniors. You just have to have some kind of ID at the gate. Our Mega Pass, if you're interested in the carnival, gives you admission and a ride bracelet any day that you choose. We do have specified pay-one-price ride bracelet days, but if you want to be a little more flexible, you don't want to worry about the weather, you can buy them in advance. They have to be bought before the end of the day on the 30th, and that's 28 for adults and 25 for children.
Kathy, don't say that W word, weather.
Well, days like we've had recently without that heat would be absolutely perfect. I do put my order in every year, but the master weatherman does not always listen to me, and we really haven't had a lot of rain this summer, so it's making me a little nervous.
But the nice thing is, should a shower come flying by, there's places you can go inside, the 4-H, for example, and spend some time giving the kids and all the great work they do some the recognition that really empowers them and encourages them to stay true to the program and help that program out, too. So no matter what the weather is, there's always something to do, some place to go, and, of course, something to eat and drink at the New Jersey State Fair Sussex County Farm and Horse Show. Again, this year's schedule is going to be July 31st through August 9th. You can get more information, daily schedule, ticket information, early purchases. It's all there at njstatefair.org, njstatefair.org, and we've joined by the program director of the New Jersey State Fair, Sussex County Farm and Horse Show, Kathy Garfasso. Kathy, best of success. Just like last year, this year will be bigger and better. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris.